Uncle Owen! It's R2 unit has a bad motivator, look!
Having trouble with your droid? Your droid?
These two droids. Both are hardworking and will serve you well.
Droid. 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 We serve their kind here.
You're listening to We Serve Droids. I'm Scott.
And I'm Chris.
And I'm predicting that you're about to listen to a bad podcast. And we have lots of other predictions on this show as well.
That'll be the most firm prediction we make all night.
That's right. This is our Rise of Skywalker preview episode. And for We Serve Droids, this is the only the second time we've done something like this, right? We've only existed prior to a movie once before.
That's true. Seems like it's been longer.
Well, time flies when you're having fun, so our podcast has been, you know, slowed time to an almost halt. We have mentioned this on some previous episode. Probably we mentioned this when we talked about the trailer.
I think so.
Yeah, I think we had pitched the idea of maybe doing a bit of a death pool and predicting who would die in Rise of Skywalker. And so maybe we could do that.
All right, I'm game. I've got some wild theories here.
Just choose wisely.
I sentence you to death.
Who are you to play God?
And I guess I'll just, you know, start by saying, like, I haven't, like, read any particular, like, things that purported to be leaks. I've just kind of, like, seen the trailers. That's sort of the extent of where I'm at. I don't know if that's the same with you.
So I have to ask, have you seen this, I guess, newest, quote-unquote, sort of trailer that came out within the last day or two?
Yes, I think it was just like titled like movie clip or something like that.
Yeah, like it was, I think it starts with Kylo Ren and his tie kind of hyperspace. Is that the one you're thinking of?
Yes, that's exactly that. Okay. And so I guess I'll just add to that. If you've been avoiding like the trailers, then you don't want to listen to this because I think we'll reference those.
Man, yeah, I feel like that threw a wrench in some of my theories.
Yeah.
Damn you, trailers.
I'm sure we'll get here, but it made Mecha Palpatine seem maybe a little less likely.
I know. I just feel like a big, fat red Sharpie and just cross that off my list.
But yeah, so I mean, I guess you're kind of on the same page I am with having watched the trailers.
Yep, I think we're on the same page there.
Do you have a quarter or large ceremonial coin you could flip a la Super Bowl to see who gets the first pick?
I do. Give me one second to make some noise in the background. So this coin is, I don't know if I ever mentioned this. This coin is from like a Batman, which one was Two-Face in? Batman Forever, like Two-Face action figure. It came with like an actual like coin-sized coin.
So does it have a head and a scratched head?
Yes, it does. It has two heads. It says E Gothamus Unum on it.
Out of Gotham 1?
Yes. And it just has like a Lorentz Statue of Liberty head on it. It looks like the one from Tommy Lee Jones, the one that Tommy Lee Jones had in the movie. My Tommy Lee Jones action figure is, you know, long since been lost to the sands of time, but the coin remains.
I'm hesitant to ask you to flip it because I imagine just an avalanche of quarters raining down on you,
know.
Causing you to confusedly fall to your death.
Yeah, or Val Kilmer shows up and just throws some nickels at me.
I think this is the second episode in a row we've gone deep into Batman Forever.
If only we knew why, Scott.
So. I feel like you're the one who has that, so that's got to make you be scratched heads, right?
Okay, I'll be...
You've got the Two-Face head, and I've got the Harvey Dent head.
All right. It makes a nice coin flip sound. I'm going to see if I can pick that up on the mic here. Well,
yeah.
All right, it's clean head. Clean head is the winner.
I am not going to look gift Harvey Dent in the mouth. And I'll go for what I think is the, like, cheap slam dunk pick. I think that Princess Leia will die in this movie.
Yeah, I'd be shocked if you were wrong. And I'm counting anything, just, you know, Force Ghost disappearing, you know, what have you. I feel like it'll, you know, there'll be some definitive closure in this movie, one way or another.
I mentioned this before we started. You want to do, like, if we get the cause of death right, we get a bonus point?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, I'm calling just Yoda-style dissolve.
Mm, nice.
Is that? I mean, that's a kind of death, right? Just dying?
Yeah, I'd count that for sure.
All right.
Mm. Slam dunk's off the table. I feel like I've got to come up with a strong one here. It's probably going to be likely.
Watch her be the only one who dies.
I know. just to spite me.
I'll get you next time, Abrams. Next time!
I'm not sure how this is going to go in the movie, but I feel like we're probably going to get, I don't know, maybe classic Return of the Jedi-esque sort of dark side thing going down. So I'm going to guess that Kylo Ren's going to bite it. And I'm going to guess it's taking out Palpatine, Palps in some way.
Ah, so Return of the Jedi-esque.
If that's too vague, I can go into detail, but that's...
I mean, we kind of chat about this with Vader in our McClunky episode. That's a kind of cause of death.
Okay. Attempting to kill Palpatine.
Right.
Many have tried.
Maybe one has succeeded to date. We don't...
We'll see.
That two-faced coin is still in the air.
I think we threw it out there when we talked about the trailer. I'm less confident about a Chewbacca death. I think we talked about that.
Yeah, I'm doing this like snake style. Like, do we go A B A B or A B B A or how do we do this draft?
Yeah, I'm good with A B A B.
Well, you have just hinted at the one who, again, I'm gonna go with here, and I'm gonna take Chewbacca.
Okay.
And I'm gonna guess he goes out in a literal blaze of glory. I'm calling cause of death explosion.
Oh, smells like barbecued dog hair.
I mean, I would like moon lands on him, like in the old expanded universe.
I'd completely forgotten about that.
Yeah, the Yuuzhan Vong or whatever.
Yeah, they were responsible for about, I think, half of the named characters dying when they showed up. All right. I'll pick, I'm going to go for old Lando Calrissian. And I'm going to say he goes out in the smoothest way possible. I don't know. I'm going to say maybe some sort of heroic sacrifice and maybe in the Falcon, something like that.
Okay. I think if you get death in the Falcon, that's going to count.
Yeah, I'll go for Lando in the Falcon with the
lead pipe.
Yeah, the lead. I was trying to think. I was like panicking, trying to think of like a Star Wars like clue kind of crossover weapon.
The Hydro's family.
I'm gonna go with R2-D2.
Ooh, all right.
I feel like this whole 3PO business in the trailer is a red herring.
Mm.
And I think in like the very first teaser, you had mentioned that you noticed R2 was kind of absent in one of those shots.
Yeah, I think in one of the wide shots.
Mm-hmm. And that little hairdryer droid is there instead.
Mm-hmm.
So
are we now in like the one droid in, one droid out policy? Is that where we are?
That's a quota.
Yeah.
That's a real sad state of movies these days. Luke has died already. I think it... You know, it's kind of like the like your cheesy movie where the dog is waiting at the door kind of thing after the guy dies. Once Richard Gere dies, that dog just can't wait at the door forever. So I'm going to say R2 dies, and I'm going to guess it's probably due to liver failure. Just drinks himself to death.
I like it. I'm not super confident on anyone else dying, to be honest.
We're really just throwing stuff up against the wall at this point.
I'll say a First Order trooper by one of the many reasons we've already seen in the trailer.
Right.
Let's see. Maybe they bring a snow clone back just to kill him again. That could count.
This time it gets cut top to bottom.
Yeah. How obscure can we go here? Does that have to be a named character?
You can go as deep as you want.
All right. I'll say I'm willing to bet the Knights of Ren get dispatched by, I don't know who. The, like, ensemble takes what, like, they're slowly maybe taken out over the course of the movie. Just keep dropping like flies.
Like the Ginyu Force?
Yeah, exactly. It's maybe by Rey. She meets up with the one, and then they eventually have to body swap, or however that fight went. That was really weird.
Oh, yeah. That's why there's Dark Rey in that trailer.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
It was the Ginyu body swap guy.
I really like that theory now. All right, I'm going with that.
I'm going to call that a win only if each and every knight is killed.
No off-screen deaths. No, gotta confirm kills only.
Right. I like to think that they get into like a Jets versus Sharks kind of battle. That'd be pretty fun. I feel like you're imagining it more like Munich. Like Eric Bana is going to get hired one by one, gun them down like decades later.
I mean, I kind of want like some of them have more like conventional weapons. Mm-hmm. We've already seen space horses in another trailer, so I kind of want like a charge, like a just go full back, you know, like mounted horses attacking guys with like, you know, pointy spears and stuff like that.
That's
where we've devolved to at this point in time. Just a cavalry charge on the deck of a Star Destroyer.
Do we expire all the characters we know, or do we go one more round?
I mean, if I think we're down to like the new characters.
I'll say, for why the heck not, I'll say Poe.
Okay.
And I'll say he dies of a broken heart during childbirth.
His hair gets burnt off like in a X-Wing crash, and he just can't go on living anymore.
Right.
And I don't blame him.
No, I might die of heartbreak too if that happens.
Yeah, I think we're pretty much down to just the new characters, and maybe just Rose dies off screen, and they treat it like what's his face's death on MASH or whatever. Just like the chopper spun in, there were no survivors.
Yeah, like a contract dispute in between seasons of a TV show. Death.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, as little as she has been in the trailers, that would like explain something.
Yeah.
Poor Rose.
I mean, there's a lot of characters to cram into these trailers. Oh, here we go. Palpatine dies. Surely.
Was he ever really alive?
Yes. There's six more Horcruxes out there. They've got fine.
Oh, man. That's on my notes to bring up later.
You better have those units from the soft lanes repaired by midday, or it'll be hell to pay.
We'll see you in hell. See you in hell.
Yeah, we're here with Palpatine. Let's just keep rolling with this, right?
All right.
So, let's just plant a flag. Who knows? What do you think the situation's going to be on Palpatine?
I mean, I was really wanting Mecha Palpatine, I'm going to be honest. I wanted it more than I'm willing to admit.
So this is something like a Palpatine brain in a robot body.
Yeah, or maybe he's just like a disembodied ghost or something, or, I mean, who knows, but I don't think Mecha Palpatine's happening anymore.
So I mean, I think the options are Mecha Palpatine, he never really died, clone, or he's just going to be a Force ghost or something like it. Right? I mean, I wasn't keeping count when I said that, but that seems like a possibly exhaustive list.
I mean, unless it's just been a whole, like a fake out this entire time, and they've recorded all these fake tracks just to put in trailers or something like that. And if that's the case, then man, hats off. That's a whole new level of trolling there.
So I'm just gonna throw a dart at the board and say it's something either Force Ghost or some kind of resurrection.
Yeah, because I got that impression from like the temple. It looks like a very Sithy place. So I'm guessing it's whatever their version of the Force Ghost is. If they have like a separate, evil version of that.
It's tinted red?
Yeah. The good guys can't use Force Lightning or choke people. So it seems the Sith have some of the cooler force stuff going on. So maybe their Force afterlife perks are more impressive too.
Cloning is still totally a possibility, but I don't know. Or so are you kind of thinking it's Force Ghost or something like that, most likely? Some kind of dark magic?
Yeah. I mean, or he's somehow not completely dead. Like, if cloning's on the table, I figure we'd see, you know, like, Ian McDiarmid would have been running around in, you know, episode 8 or something like that. And I mean, unless there's some other reason he couldn't show face until now.
Yeah, I think that the other thing to speak against cloning is I think that they'll want him to look like the Emperor.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, if you cloned McDiarmid, there'd be no reason. I mean, if you cloned Palpatine, there'd be no reason for him to be, what is he saying, Revenge of the Sith? Like,
be scarred and deformed or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Like he's not gonna go into the clone shop and ask for the 65-year-old like model with deformation and scarring. He's gonna right. get that. I want that 19-year-old Palps back, please and thank you.
Do you think that this will somehow harken back to the Darth Plagueis keep the ones we love from dying stuff?
Yeah. That's kind of where I think, you know, maybe it's like he didn't die for some reason, whether that's, you know, his, I don't know, force soul escaping into like another body he possesses, or
he goes up to Dr. McCoy and says, "Remember."
Yes.
Before they shoot him into the Genesis Project. Yeah. I guess, I don't know. I'm be curious to think, like, do you think there's a chance that it explicitly harkens back to the Darth Plagueis stuff from episode 3.
I mean, I feel like it's there. I mean, why? And it's almost built for this scenario. I mean, why not?
And it kind of makes you think that J.J. Abrams, at least in the few interviews I've heard, has talked about how this movie is an attempt to wrap up the whole saga.
Yeah.
And I wonder to what extent it will lean into that versus lean into to just wrap up this new trilogy. Because I would actually say one of my fears for the movie is if it tries to be some kind of coping stone for the whole 9-movie saga, those are just breaches that cannot be filled.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be best off if it just tried to just, you know, finish up this trilogy and not need to feel like it answers everything or calls back to every plot point or anything like that. That's a fear I have. I don't know if that makes sense to you or not.
Oh, completely. Yeah, I feel like that's probably where the movie's efforts are going to be better spent. I mean, if Palps is in it, you have your connection to 1 through 6 right there.
Yeah, it almost seems like the fact that he's in it just already makes me worry that it's going to spend too much time trying to relate to 1 through 6 in a way that I think it would just be more satisfying just to wrap up this story in a satisfying way.
I'm optimistic that that's not the case because I mean, we're getting some old characters back, but I mean, there's a lot of new characters being introduced.
That's a good point.
Unless they're just really trying to cram it in there. I feel like we wouldn't be seeing like a lot of maybe newer faces if they're really going to be leaning heavy on the old material in this thing. That's where my thinking goes.
Okay. Is there anything that you... I mean, I don't want to like be negative about the movie before it comes out. Is there anything, though, that you worry about or that you most like not want in it? Does that question make sense? Like, what would you least like to see in this movie? And you can interpret that very particularly or very broadly.
There's nothing I can point to in any of the trailers that I'm worried about, maybe aside from the... I mean, out of context, the space horses just seems a little dumb, but
sure.
Maybe in context it'll seem better, but it doesn't make me worry for the movie as a whole. I think I'm like you. I'm more worried about how much this movie is going to, you know, try and bite off in terms of what it's trying to wrap up here, that kind of thing.
I kind of worry, and you mentioned the Horcruxes earlier. And again, this is something we brought up in our discussion of the trailer, but there's that one shot where everyone's in the interior of the Falcon and there's that weird blue thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, I have no reason to suspect this. I just hope the plot is not, you know, gather the 6 Infinity Stones or the 7 Horcruxes or the 7 Dragon Balls on Namek or anything like that. Again, I don't have a reason to think it's going to be that. It just seems, for whatever reason, to be a contrived plot that people keep going back to. And it's one I've never really believed in.
Yeah, I don't know what the thing would necessarily be other than, I don't know. I mean, I don't see it going the way of, like, you know, we need this to defeat him or that kind of thing. Like, it seems more.
Yeah, do you think there will be, is it going to be like a Get the MacGuffin kind of movie or not?
I don't think so, because I don't know what the MacGuffin could possibly be.
Yeah, we really haven't had that in one of the Saga movies. Now, Solo and Rogue One both had it to an extent. And I don't think that A New Hope, I don't think the Death Star plans count as a MacGuffin there, because it's sort of integral to blowing the thing up.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, like how the sort of famous Hitchcock quote where it doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
In a way that the hyperfuel really doesn't much matter if it's that or something else in Solo. I was thinking about this just now. There's only a few plots in the saga, right? I mean, there's the blow the thing up plot,
mm-hmm.
right? Which is A New Hope and Return of the Jedi and The Force Awakens, right? There's a super weapon and we got to blow it up. And in Return of the Jedi, it's also that's also sort of kill the big bad guy is in the blow the thing up too.
Yeah.
And then Empire Strikes Back, and I like, surely it can't be that again, right?
Oh, for this movie?
Yeah, surely it can't, for Rise of Skywalker, surely it can't be blow the thing up again.
I don't think there's, yeah, unless it's just complete, just something, like another
Death Star.
Yeah.
The Death Star.
Death Star.
The Death Star.
This Death Star.
The Death Star.
That Death Star.
The Death Star.
Another Death Star.
The Death Star.
We call it the Death Star.
I mean, even if it were, I don't see how that's germane to anything else going on with, you know, Palpatine being back.
Oh, that's a good point. The other plot we see in Empire Strikes Back and The Last Jedi, they're just like survive on the run plots, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we're getting hunted down and picked off, and we just got to survive for now. And, right, I mean, it can't be that plot if it's the last one.
Yeah, surely not. Not if we're going to get some kind of closure here.
Right. And then maybe it's not right to say these two movies have the same plots, but Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith, like, at their core, they're both, like, movies about uncovering a nefarious plot. Right? I mean, in Attack of the Clones, it's uncover this, and they don't fully uncover it, but it's, you know, this, oh, there's these clones, and there's this droid army, and we have Detective Obi-Wan tracking it down, and that sort of stuff. And then Revenge of the Sith, that's also the same kind of thing. It's another uncover the plot, but this is just, like, the real plot behind the plot.
Mm.
So I think at, like, a mile-high view, both of those movies have the same kind of story. And so that's really only 3 kinds of stories we've gotten in the saga so far. Blow the thing up, survive, or uncover the plot. I don't think any of those will be the main focus of this one.
Yeah, I think this one takes place, what, a little while after Episode 8?
I would hope so, but I have no idea.
Okay, I felt I had that impression for some reason.
Yeah.
But, so I mean, assuming we're going to maybe have like some, I don't know, some either splintering in the First Order or what have you, but there's like a semi-leaderless at this point, or, you know, it's, you know, Kylo Ren running around with it and the Resistance is doing whatever. But yeah, I'm not sure how we're going to get from, you know, where we left off last time to, all right, well, we got to go find and kill the Emperor now.
Yeah, it seems like it's going to have to jump in time, because the idea at the end of Last Jedi, right, is that this story is going to inspire people to join the cause.
Mm.
And so maybe if we jump forward in time enough, that's already happened. My kind of, I mean, again, this is just a blind guess. I'd be shocked if it turned out. I'm just trying to sort of put it together from the pieces of what the plot of this movie could be. You know, the resistance has grown, and somehow they uncover the presence of something that could turn the tide of the war.
Yeah.
So maybe it's this Star Destroyer fleet.
Yeah, it almost seems to have to be, it's going to have to, like, the motivating factor behind whatever, you know, spurs them to action has got to be something like that, something to, you know, help balance or balance the scales or, you know, give them the advantage.
Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking maybe they discover this, and then the thing is they've got to go get it, and then...
Palpatine left the keys in his corpse to all the Star Destroyers.
Right. And then the First Order kind of gets wind of it, and now, you know, like Indiana Jones, they've got to go try and find the Holy Grail.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, I'm kind of placing the good guys in the Nazi role here, where they're the first ones after the Grail. And then the First Order is the Indiana Jones role, and then it's a race to the Grail. But then it turns out that this whole thing leads them to Palpatine, Mecha Palpatine, Ghost Palpatine, Clone-patine, No Pulpatine, Extra Pulpatine.
Light Pulpatine.
Pulpatine with calcium added.
I've been really good with the mango Pulpatine. Little mango added Pulpatine.
It turns into the thing turns into a trap, and then Kylo and Rey have to sort of, you know, it becomes a my enemy's enemy kind of thing, where eventually Kylo maybe has to sacrifice himself to save Rey or something like that. I that's just the way I can imagine if you sat down with a bunch of writers and need to figure out where we were and where we want to get to and a couple beats we know we want to include,
mm-hmm.
That sounds like the kind of thing you hash out in a day.
That'd be interesting if it was like a Holy Grail or, you know, Ark of the Covenant type situation where you're both racing to get your hands on the super weapon or, you know, that kind of thing with regards to Star Wars.
They're digging in the wrong place.
Yeah, that Sith temple is like the Well of Souls.
Yes,
for
exactly.
This movie.
Yes. Snoke's. Why'd it have to be Snoke's?
That's just my pet Snoke Reggie. I don't know if you have any other thoughts about the way it could go down. It's fine if not.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I don't see the... There has to be something more than just, well, we thought he was dead. Let's go kill this 100-year-old man or, you know, something like that. Like, I just don't see, there has to be some other, like, factor or camouflage or something to get the parties involved here, I think, rather than,
yeah,
you know.
You've reminded me of another way that Palpatine could survive, and he could have been, like, magically put onto a painting. Like your Vigo the Carpathian.
Yeah. There was just a magic canvas at the bottom of that shaft there.
Right. It just splatted right onto that thing.
Yeah, the explosion was like him being sucked into the painting, that kind of thing.
Look, sir.
What have we here?
Look, sir.
Oh, what a mess.
With the blast shield down, I can't even see.
Look, sir.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
So we have, you know, sort of the, I don't know, maybe running gags, for lack of a better word, in Star Wars. The infamous bad feeling quote and, you know, Wilhelm screams, stuff like that. My question to you was, if you had any, maybe a good feeling about who might say the infamous line this go around.
I think it would be fun to have a bad guy say it for once.
You read my mind. You read my mind. I mean, I think it'd be too corny to have Palpatine say it, though I wish that would happen.
Right before he splats again.
Exactly.
It feels a little more Ryan Johnson to have a bad guy say it instead.
Yeah.
I don't think Abrams is that... likes to break out of the box enough, but that would be my I think that'll be the fun route of a baddie say it.
I mean, I could see it in a situation if it's like you were mentioning, like maybe they have to team up to fight Palpatine and you know, some First Order admiral is, you know, I have a bad feeling about this, or, you know, something like a more stoic interpretation of it, something like that.
Yeah, or a stormtrooper says it right before he triggers like an Ewok trap on Endor or something. And just gets, like, smashed between two tree trunks.
Yeah, he just falls into, like, a spike pit or something. Yeah.
It gets real, like, Final Destination level gross deaths of, like, various, like, you know, build a better mousetrap Ewok
death
traps.
Yeah, I'm with you on the bad guy. I think that'd be a fun little twist on it. I mean, a stormtrooper is an obvious answer for a Wilhelm scream. It's usually some, you know, historically it's been some either stormtrooper or imperial officer or something like that.
I wonder, it has to exist where there's some cut of the movie where someone like has Wilhelmed, like every time someone dies or falls, they Wilhelm, like,
oh, man.
When Yoda fades away, or when like when Luke falls into the that gets pushed into that thing before he jumps out,
yeah,
in the Cloud City carbon chamber. You know, 100 times more Wilhelms would be a fun cut to watch.
Just a Wilhelm for every death.
Maybe that scene in the trailer where they're all like on those motorcycles,
yeah,
that are also catapults.
Yeah, I feel like some guy's just gonna rocketeer his backpack, you know, or into the rocketeer's backpack or something, and just. Or Boba Fett it and just go, like, careening out of control into something and explode.
That's where my money is.
Yeah, good call. There's also the Palpatine route. Maybe he'll get off one before they off him.
You know, I asked, like, what you wouldn't want. Is there... And I don't mean to suggest that you or I think anything has to happen a certain way for us to enjoy it. I'm sure that neither of us is that way.
Oh, I'm exactly that way. If... I don't really like to have things surprised on me. Like, as long as a movie meets my exact idea of how I think it's going to get out of my head, it's a good movie. That's how that works.
That's why you live such a wonderful life of joy and, yes, and pleasant entertainment. So is there something, though, that you'd like to see thematically? Or you think that it ought to include, again, this is sort of more very broad, like not like, oh, I think that this guy should die or she should do this, but more broadly thematically, obviously, like, one of the themes of Star Wars is like the good guys win.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any like sort of theme or anything like that you'd like to see?
That's a good question. If you have something, please go ahead. I might need a hot second on this one.
So one thing I was thinking is that I think The Last Jedi tried to introduce some murkiness into the good versus evil.
Yes.
And I would like for this movie not to completely drop that or ignore it. I would like for it to maybe acknowledge that there's shades of gray, but within which, you know, good and evil operate. Like, I mean, I'm still happy for it. It's Star Wars, you know, it's got to be like good versus evil, but... You know, it doesn't need to be the case that the universe at large is divisible in that way. Maybe the hero and the villain are, but the universe at large isn't. And I would like for that to be the case. The idea that the Jedis are, you know, they have this sort of like weird mentality of where they're kind of, you know, this kind of Buddhist kind of thing where they're warrior monks, but they also are sort of like the idea of nonviolence.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, there's that contradiction within them, you know, like Kung Fu kind of thing. And I would like for that to be a theme that continues.
Are you thinking more like whatever the movie not necessarily sets up, but maybe kind of ends with wherever the Force ends up, so to speak, at the end of this movie, that kind of thing?
Yeah. Like, or like, what's the moral of this movie?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I know like, in the way that Return of the Jedi has this moral of faith in people, of the good in someone triumphing, and the way that Luke doesn't strike back at the Emperor, and the way that he kind of refuses to fight at the end, being the thing that leads to success is very meaningful to me. And if we're gonna, you know, rip off Return of the Jedi. I'd like that to be the thing it rips off.
I want more shafts and more emperors down them. That's what I...
Right. But I'm sure someone will fall down a shaft.
It's not Star Wars if someone doesn't fall down a shaft. Right. Yeah, I'd agree. I just don't want this to be... I mean, yeah, just too predictable in that sense. Like, it's, you know, good guys win, bad guys lose. Thanks for coming to the movie. See you in, you know, whenever the next trilogy comes out, that kind of thing.
What if... So Star Wars trades in archetypes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what if the ending isn't happily ever after? What if it's more like... I don't know narratively how this is supposed to work out, but more like King Arthur going to Avalon.
Mm-hmm.
Like at the end of Return of the Jedi, when that was going to be it, it was like happily ever after, nothing bad ever happened again, the end.
Yeah.
And that's great. But then they needed to make more movies, and now it is kind of been negated. But the idea of an ending being like, yeah, threats will rise again, and that's when heroes will emerge again. Kind of once in future king. Is that making any sense?
Yeah, I'd agree. And like maybe back to your other point, like it'll be like not like a sort of like good and you won't have this good and evil, you know, dichotomy to the Force anymore with Jedi and Sith, but maybe just wielders who, you know, can exist in it without having to go hardcore one way or the other.
It's time to let old things die.
Yeah, or could Jedi be things that emerge when they're needed?
Oh, that's even better.
But not be an institution that has to, you know... It's like when you watch the prequels, and you're like, oh, they're like the space Catholics. That's mm-hmm. not as cool as I thought they were going to be. Could it be something that like that? Like, they don't have to have a temple and a whole thing until like a sort of faith in the Force to summon them when they're needed. I mean, now it sounds very like Green Lantern-y or something like that. I don't mean it that way. I don't know. I don't know how to write that, but it's another kind of archetypal ending that would be a little bit different than just they left happily ever after. Like, it acknowledges that like shit's gonna hit the fan again at some point.
Mm. Yeah, I think that would be a better way to end it, just with the reassurance that even if something bad happens, you know, where it's everything's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then opposed to the happy ever after, like you were saying. What you mentioned reminded me of something else. I guess we were talking about we mentioned the Yuuzhan Vong earlier. I think one popular theory, and this may have been the way it was back then, but was that, you know, the Emperor had done like everything he did because he maybe foresaw that kind of invasion sort of coming. That's why he built, you know, like the Death Stars and amassed all the fleet and everything just to repel however many trillions of people that killed, that kind of thing. So yeah. Maybe like a sort of, I don't know how, but like a maybe sort of weird like ends, you know, I did this so the ends justify the means kind of situation.
Mm.
Something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that would actually happen. To be honest,
right?
He's a pretty irredeemable figure,
right?
It's I don't know. That always just kind of interested me, that theory that, you know, he, I guess, came to the conclusion that, you know, only like a dictatorship like, you know, grip over the galaxy and its, you know, military and everything else would give it a chance of survival, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like the it's like Dune, the second Dune book.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've got to start this horrible quasi-religious state that spreads this like holy war across the galaxy, but it's because I've like foreseen every, you know, I've Doctor Stranged every future, and mm-hmm. this is, you know, I hate to say it, this is the best one.
Yeah,
to put that kind of forethought into the Emperor is kind of interesting. And it doesn't, I mean, right, it doesn't negate his evilness or his selfishness,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, I mean, he also doesn't want to get killed or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
So yeah, that could be kind of cool.
But, I mean, yeah, just, I don't know, maybe more broad strokes idea to maybe his deeper motivations beyond just simply, you know, ruling the galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
To what end? Like, how many Star Destroyers will it take to make you happy? We'll find out in this movie, I think.
Hey, hey, you wanna wonga? They wanna wonga. They wanna wonga.
They wanna let go?
All right, well, let's end with, I've got a few predictions here, and we'll go through them, and then we'll kind of rank them.
Okay.
One of them is there will be Ewoks.
Okay.
Right, where they're on Endor. Or we're in the Endor system. I don't every time.
We've been over there.
Yeah. Another possibility, Rey's background being retconned.
Yeah.
So that she isn't just like a, you know, a nobody. Or you know, her birth's narrative isn't a nobody, right? Another one would be, this is kind of specific, but some kind of twist, and I think it would be very cheesy, but some kind of twist on the quote, I am a Jedi like my father before me. You know, you could see Rey saying something like that somewhere in the movie, if we're really ripping off Return of the Jedi. another one, and you kind of mentioned this, is the Falcon just getting, like, utterly trashed or maybe destroyed. But, you know, having seen it in Solo makes it less likely now, but that's a way to visually indicate bad stuff's really gone down.
I either want it to be trashed, or I want Lando to end up with it in the end, and he puts it back like he had it, finally.
Oh, yeah, he puts a little thing in the nose, like, finally. Yeah. Will that Porg be in it? So more than Rey's background being retconned, this will be what tells us what Abrams really thinks about Rian Johnson.
Yeah.
Is that Porg that was on the Falcon still going to be in the movie?
Maybe there's a Baby Yoda in there with it now. Who knows?
Hey-o. Another one, Hayden Christensen Force Ghost?
Yeah.
Right? Who, like, I just feel like we're going to get all the Force Ghosts. You get a Force Ghost. I think Luke Force Ghost is just in the bank.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's all been, I think, confirmed. That, I mean, I think he's listed. So yeah, that should be a for sure.
Now that we've mentioned it in here, I like the idea that there being an off color Sith ghost. That theirs are not blue, and lastly, that there is another mega weapon. It need not be like a Death Star per se, but there's one more big old weapon that's got to be blown up.
The question is, are they going to give the people what they really want? Plo Koon Force Ghost.
He kills the Emperor?
Yeah. All right. I think I'm ready.
All right. How do you see it going down?
All right.
Least to most or most to least to most?
You want least to most?
How do you want? Maybe most to least. I don't know. Just tell me how you have it.
I'll do most to least here. You want to go back and forth?
No, it's all you. All
right. I'm going to say most is probably Rey retcon in my mind.
Ooh, I hope not.
I don't want it to be, but I think it's... I don't know. I think it has.
You just prepared yourself.
Yeah, I think it almost has to be. It's... I don't know. Someone's getting retconned, and I think it's probably going to be Rey.
No one's getting out of this alive.
Everyone's related to everyone in some way. It's we're all one with the Force.
Nobody kiss anybody.
Yeah.
And that is, like, you know, as much as I hate it, like, that's a part of Star Wars.
Yeah.
You know, like, anyone who loves the original trilogy, like, I mean, Leia, Luke, come on.
Yeah, it's pretty core Star Wars. So I'll say Rey retconned. For two, I'm going to say... I'm going to say Ewoks, because I really want there to be Ewoks.
Yeah. I can see the Ewok being one of those... Again, I mean, I'm maybe being too cynical, but I can see it being one of those moments that's built in to try to get the audience to cheer.
I can see that.
They're surrounded. A stormtrooper all of a sudden gets smashed by a tree trunk.
Yeah.
Like, what's happened? And then Wicket W. Warwick steps up from behind the tree. Burr, 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 and just
looking extra grizzled after all these years. Got a nice like Ewok beard going. He has like one of those like marching band like drums, but with stormtrooper helmets.
They've gone like full off the grid with these stormtrooper like bodies.
Maybe. Ooh, can I add Gorax in with the Ewoks? I really want a Gorax to show up now.
I obviously that's the thing I most want.
Oh, please. Three. I'm gonna go with. I really like it. I'm gonna go with the twist on. I'm a Jedi like my father before me. Number four. I'm pretty confident there's probably gonna be a Hayden Christensen Force Ghost in the movie. That seems like a. I mean, if only I think because he's been involved with some of the marketing, maybe, I think, with Ian McDiarmid. So that's where that's coming from.
Do you think that it will play a significant role? Like, will Anakin play a significant role in the resolution? Or just be like a, hey, kids, I don't know.
Or maybe like an indicator of it. Because we get some Vader voice action in this most recent trailer we saw. So I could, I don't know, I could see that maybe... like being an indication to maybe even Kylo, who kind of worshiped Vader, that, you know, if Hayden Christian shows up, that, I don't know, something like that, where it brings it home to him that Vader wasn't really who he was in the end, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
For number five, I'll say Porgs. Yeah, Porg and the Falcon, I think. And then I'll go for...
I just want to pause here.
Mm-hmm.
Porg hanging out with Lando?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
There's your merchandise right there.
Yeah. Who doesn't want that?
Porg, Lando, Baby Yoda, hottest items. For sure.
You get Lobot in there.
Oh,
and whew.
Baby. See, after Porg, I'll say Falcon Trashed, maybe by the Porgs. Who knows? They're like tribbles at this point, that kind of thing.
If this is a side plot where the Porg and Lando are those two guys that steal the Ferrari in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and it just every once in a while cuts to them, just like, you know, getting aired on the interstate.
They have to steal the Falcon to go pick up Lobot for one last job. Right. Ah, crap. Who was this? Nine Nub was his co-pilot in Return of the Jedi?
Yeah. Yeah, Nien Nub.
Oh, man. I'll put him in as number nine. So Porgs and then Falcon Trashed. I think I'll go with Mega Weapon for number seven. And though I think it would be pretty cool, I'm going to put it off-color Sith Ghost is the number eight pick there.
That is the silliest.
It'd be funny if they just retconned all everyone's Force Ghost was whatever color lightsaber you had whenever you died.
Yeah. Can we get a Force Ghost Sam Jackson? You think that's a thing that could happen?
I mean, like a purple Sam Jackson Force Ghost? Man, that'd be...
Why not?
I'll buy two more tickets tomorrow. I mean, give him some dialogue? Oh, come on. I want a rematch with Sam Jackson and Emperor Force Ghost.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, so right, we have all of our assigned seatings for. On the one hand, like, I'm thankful for that because, you know, I'm getting too Danny Glover for this shit.
Mm-hmm.
But it is like, I don't know, it's less exciting, right, than it used to be.
Yeah.
When it was, like, at midnight and you kind of had to line up to get a good seat.
It was anxiety. It was, like, both, like, exciting and, like, very anxiety-inducing.
Right.
Because, I mean, it's, like, you're there, you have to do that math between, like, all right, how long am I going to, you know, like, how long am I, or how early am I willing to show up for, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what showing am I going to? What theater am I going to go see it at?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of thing. There is something to be said for, you know, being able just to walk in and, you know, and know where you're going to be sitting and not have to, I don't know, stress about it.
You know, I don't have to, like, try to stay awake till 3 a.m. to get to the end.
Yes, exactly. Especially this one. I think we're going to be in for a long one.
Yeah, I guess it's for the best. There's a small part of me that misses the commitment it used to take and the communal experience of being in the line. I think was pretty fun.
I'm appreciative of having done it, and I'm also appreciative that the times have changed and with our age as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, no, right. We lucked into that. That's certainly the case. to have been like in high school and in college during the prequel go around was a good way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't change a thing.
Well, it will be a blast for sure, and chatting about it once it comes out will be just as much of a blast. So until then, of course, thanks to all of our listeners. Thanks to Computer Zik All-Stars for the music, and we'll see you pretty soon here.
Talk to you soon.
Yeah, I've kind of Googled them, and they've all got like wacky weapons, except one guy has a gun. Like, they must all hate that guy. Like, wait a minute, we were allowed to have guns. Why am I carrying like a, you know, Grim Reaper Sith?
It looks cool, but I mean, I'm just gonna get shot.
You guys look like, what do they look like, Jimmy?
Dorks. They look like a couple of dorks.